Begin the current daf. Seftes Nazar daf Chav Tes. Begin on the bottom of Chav Chesman base, three lines up from the bottom of the Yamin, where the Gemara begins to explain the Mishnah of the previous daf. That is, the Mishnah of the previous daf said a unique halacha, and that is that a father could create a neder of Naziris for his son, whereas the mother cannot. And that's where our Gemara begins. And the Gemara says, Ish in, it sounds like a father can do this, make a Naziris for his son, Aval Ish Aloy, but the woman, the mother, cannot. And that the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason then? It's really a double question. First of all, what's the reason that the father could create a Naziris for his son? And moreover, why is it that the mother cannot? So on that, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, as he takes this pattern through a few different discussions in our sugyas, where as he had in the previous discussion regarding a previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yechonon Amar, he says, Halacha hi b'nazir. He says, again, just like we said by when you have the boy Stumen, that he said that it's Yelchu l'nedava. Here also he says, regarding this Halacha that the father can make a ned of Naziris for his son, it's a Halacha l'moishu misinai. And therefore that answers the question. That it's only for the father and not for the mother. But Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, as we continue on top of Chatzesam and Aleph, Amr Rish Lakish, he says name of Rish Lakish, and again, like Rish Lakish gave a reasoning for the previous halacha, so to here he says, this is not just halacha l'mishu misinai. There's a reason why the father could do it. It's because the father's responsibility is to b'mechanech, to teach his child the mitzvahs, and doing naziris is a syag, is a boundary for precious. It's an indoctrination into the ways of Judaism of separating yourself from things that are not, that you don't want to go to an extreme to. And therefore that's why the father could do that for his son, because it's his responsibility to be mechanech his child. So on that the Gemara asks, Ihachya Felisha Nami, as the Gemara asks many different questions, which according to Rabbi Yechonon, you could always just say the answer saying that's halacha mishum sinai. But according to Rish Lakish, you're going to have to logically explain this halacha if it's a mitzvah of chinuch. So the first question that it asks is, so then the woman, the mother too, she also has to be mechanach her child. To which the Gemara answers, kesavar, Rish Lakish holds, ish chayev lechanach benoi b'mitzvahs. No, the father has to be mechanach, has to train his son in mitzvahs, because when he gets older, he's going to have to fulfill all the mitzvahs. Ve'in isha chayev lechanach es benoi, but the mother doesn't have an obligation to be mechanach her son. It's just the father. So the Gemara continues to ask, Bishlam Rabbi Yechonon Dama Halacha Hi B'Nazir. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it makes sense. He says that this whole halacha is halacha l'mishu misinai. Samot l'hachi b'noi in b'tiloi. So that's why. So fine, the mitzvah of chinuch is only on the father, not on the mother for Rish Lakish. But regarding who you be mechanach, so Rabbi Yechonon says that this is not halacha of chinuch, this is halacha l'mishu misinai. It makes sense why it's just for the son, not for the daughter, because that's the tradition that we have. That's halacha l'mishu misinai. El Rish Lakish, Havela Bita, Berkond Rish Lakish, has said that it's mitzvah chinuch. Well, you have to train your daughters just like you have to train your sons. So Rish Gemara answers, no. Kesavr benoi chayev l'chanecha, Rish Lakish holds that, A, first of all, it's only the father has the mitzvah chinuch, not the mother. And moreover, it's only the son that he has the obligation to train in this mitzvahs. And Bita in the chayev l'chanecha, but his daughter doesn't have to train her in this because she's not ultimately going to have all these mitzvahs like the son is. So the Gemara continues to ask. Bishlam Rabbi Yechonon Dama Halachi B'Nazir. It makes sense according to Rabbi Yechonon that says it's halacha l'mishu misinai. Ahachi b'naziris im b'nedarim lo'i. That's why this halacha was said only in the context of naziris, not in nedarim, in the general category of vows, which naziris is a subset of that, because it was only said in naziris. But el Rish Lakish, but according to Rish Lakish, afil nedarim nami, then even by nedarim this halacha should have been said by any vow that the father could make his son keep vows and create a vow in him, because that's the larger category, as it says in Mishnah and others. Nedarim asyag l'precious. Taking a vow is also a boundary for precious, which you're trying to train him into. So why say just by naziris? So the Gemara says, you're right. Lo mebayu kamer. It wasn't necessary to say that is what we're saying. In other words, lo mebayu b'nedarim d'lesnei nivul. Of course, that the father can be mechanach and train his child in keeping any neder that he wants him to do, because that's not something that's embarrassing and disgraceful for the child. So you have to keep this neder, okay. And of course the father can do that. Elafila ben Naziris to Islay Nivul. But our Mishnah was saying even a bigger chiddush, even in the category of Naziris where it's embarrassing, it's disgusting because he has to shave off all his hair, and therefore you would say that maybe that is not appropriate for the father to be mechanachim. Even so, this is one of the categories of halacha, and the father has an obligation to train his child, and therefore he could create not only the dharma for his child, but even the zirus. So the Gemara continues to ask. Again, Rabbi Yechanan, there's no questions, because we could always say, it's the halacha Moshe Messina is like this. So that's why it makes sense, the other half of the halacha, which says if the son protests, or if the relatives protest, that's the end of that. He doesn't have to fulfill his naziris because that's the halacha Moshe Messinai. But Elul Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina Amr Shlokish. The question is, Kol Kiminehin Kareivim De Amrin Lei. Does that make sense that the relatives could tell the father Loi Tigmer Mitzvahs? Don't teach him mitzvahs. What could they hold him back from being mechanech his child in mitzvahs? What does that mean? If you're saying it's coming from the generic generalist mitzvah of chinuch, of training your child in mitzvahs, so how could relatives come and say, oh, we're protesting. Who are you to protest in my child's chinuch? So that the Gemara says, yes. Kesavah, because their shlok is held, kol chinuch deloy chashiv. Any training of the child that's not respectable, in other words, that the relatives don't consider this as chinuch, and to the contrary, it's disgraceful, it's a bazillion for the child, loy nicholay, if that's not preferred for the child, if their relatives are going to say, what are you doing? And they're going to be looking at this as bizarre. And as the Rush explains, the Chachamim did not want to institute such a chinuch that if maybe the relatives are going to hear about this and it's going to cause the child to transgress in the Zeris because he's going to be embarrassed from all the relatives looking at what a crazy father he has, making him cut off all his hair. So that's where this halacha comes in, that yes, the child can protest, the relatives can protest, and that would stop the Nazirus, even though it is really the regular mitzvah of chinuch, that is, he held that's not chinuch anymore, if that will create such an impact. And that's why, even according to Shlokish, the child or the relatives could protest this general halacha of chinuch. The Gemara continues to ask, Bishlem l'Rabbi Yechanan da amma halacha ibn Nazir. Again, it makes sense according to Rabbi Yechanan that says halacha mech mesinai by Nazir, b'shem hachi migaleach. That's why that's so unique, that actually we're going to treat him as a full-fledged Nazir, even though he didn't take it, he's just a child. His father took it for him, so he could cut his hair. Moreover, when you cut your hair, v'avad ha'kafa, you're essentially, if you didn't have the halacha of Nazir, you would be transgressing the Isra of what's called cutting off the payas, which is cutting off, going from where you have the hair in the front, and you cut off the sideburns to where it matches where the top of the ear is, where there's no hair there, and it goes straight without sideburns beneath that. So, yeah, just like a Nazir could do that, even though you're never allowed to cut off your payas, but if a Nazir does cut off all his hair, so he's allowed to be makif to take off the sideburns, and that's what Rabbi Yechanan is saying, that halacha Moshe Messina says a father could make his son have a really full-fledged Nazir. But El Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Chanina, Amr Shlokish, Kedei Lechancha B'mitzis, that says that this whole idea of the father being mother his son Naziris is just from Chinuch, HaKavad HaKafa. How could Chinuch, which is not a biblical halacha in the sense of fulfilling this mitzvah, override the negative biblical prohibition of cutting off one's payas? So now the Gemara answers, Kesavar, Shlokish held, HaKafa is Kol HaRoish Midrabanan. Actually, cutting off all the hair of the head is only rabbinic. In other words, because hakafa, the iser of cutting off the payas, the corners of the head, is only if you equal what's above the ears, what's behind the ears, to be the same in the front, which is only cutting off the payas, but leaving the rest of the hair. But if you cut off all the hair and there's nothing that it's equal to, because there's no hair actually, then there's actually no biblical prohibition of cutting off the payas. It's only rabbinic. Now, so since that's only rabbinic, v'chinuch min rabbanan, and training in the child in this mitzvah is also a rabbinic precept, so v'asi chinuch rabbanan v'dach akaf rabbanan. So the mitzvah of chinuch, which is rabbinic, overrides the negative prohibition of akaf, which is also rabbinic. And that's why there's no problem about doing giluach at the conclusion of this rabbinic naziris. But the Gemara continues asking, Bishlem Rabbi Yechanan do Amar Halacha ibn Nazir. So again, it makes sense to quote Rabbi Yechanan, it's a biblical halacha, it's halacha Moshe Messina by Nazir. So Hachi Megaleach Maisi Karban, so that makes sense. When the son, this child, finishes up his Naziris, he cuts his hair and then he brings the Karbanus of a Nazir. But El Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Shlokish, Kedei Lachancha B'mitzvah, it says this whole thing is just a rabbinic injunction of Chinuch. Hakam Maisi Chul Nazara, what are you doing? how are you bringing the carbon of Naziris? It sounds like you're doing a regular Naziris in the Mishnah, Ish Madris B'nai B'Nazir, but then you bring a carbonis. The problem is, biblically, it's not considered carbon. It's just rabbinic halacha. Now, how are you bringing chulin, unconsecrated an animal, to the Azara, which is violating a biblical halacha? It's only rabbinic for him to that he's doing this Naziris. So that the Gemara answers, Kesav Rish Lakashalad, chulin Bazara, Labdai Raisa. The halacha, the prohibition of bringing unconsecrated produce, animals into the Azara, into the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, is not a biblical violation. Now, therefore, as the Rush explains, so what do you do? Essentially, it's really chulin. So the oila and the shlam you bring as karbonis nadav, meaning he'll do the whole procedure. We're making him like as if he's a nazir. Now, biblically, he's not really a nazir, it's only chinuch. We're just training him in, it's rabbinic. So what are you going to do with the karbonis? So the oila and shlam you'll bring as a nadav, which you latu. The chatas, which you can't bring as a nadav, it's really chulin. So what you do is when you throw the blood in the mizbeach, you throw it as if it's water. And the emurim, the sacrificial parts that you're sacrificing on the mizbeach, you'll bring it as if it's firewood. Where that's like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that he says elsewhere that the limbs of a carbon chatas that gets mixed in with the limbs of a carbon oila, what do? You bring it up on top of the mizbeach because you don't know if it's supposed to be there or not, depending if it's an oila or a chatas, and you say that, look, if it's the right animal, it's fine. If not, let it be like firewood. And so too, when the blood of the behemoth gets mixed in the blood of a wild animal, you throw it in the mizbeach like as if it's water, where then you're not violating anything. And the bread of the nazir, the lechem that comes with his shlamim, is poida, you redeem it, and then you eat it like that. And therefore, since it's only rabbinic, so we said the mitzvah of chinuch d'rabbanan is deicha, this negative rabbinic prohibition of bringing chulin into the azar. So the Gemara continues asking, Bishlam Rabbi Yechon no malachi benazir, and Rabbi Yechon makes sense that he says it's halacha mishum Sinai. So halacha kimitame, that's why that if this child would become tame, Maisi korban tziparin va'achol kohen malika. What happens when the nazir becomes tamei? Which we're treating this boy like a regular nazir. So he has to become tar, and he brings these two birds, and then the kohen eats it. How? Doesn't shecht? It doesn't do the regular slaughtering. He does malika, which he takes his thumb and he takes his big nail and he puts it through the back of the animal, and that's how he severs the head. Now, then the kohen eats it. But that's not regular. If it's not a carbon, that would be normally considered nevela. So according to Rabbi Yechon, it makes sense because, yes, it really has all the halachas of Naziris, which halach of Naziris is that the shechita of an animal, of the bird in that way, is through malika. But el Rabbi Yisrael b'ruchanino am Rish Lakish. Haka'ochal nevela, according to Rish Lakish, where biblically you're not really a nazir. So these birds are not really the birds of a nazir that became tamei. Hence, you're really taking regular chulin birds. And okay, we're going through the procedures. It's only rabbinic to bring it in the chulin to the azara. Fine, so we'll let it go because we're being mechanochim. But biblically, you're severing, just breaking off the head of the animal. You didn't do shechita. He's eating nevela, the kain. How is a kain allowed to eat nevela, which is a biblical prohibition to eat nevela? And it's only rabbinic if he was a nazir, so there's no violation. But if you're saying it's only rabbinic, how are we letting the kain eat those birds which only had malika, not shechita? So that the Gemara answers, Kesav Kerabis Rabbi Yehuda, that Rish Lakish holds like Kerabis Rabbi Yehuda, the Ein Shechita La'if in that Torah, that actually biblically, a bird does not need to be slaughtered, and all you need is what's called Nechira, which is just to pierce the simanim, the two different parts, the food pipe and the windpipe, by the bird, and just have the blood come through. So you don't need slaughtering, and Malik is good enough. It's rabbinically that you need to have Shechita. And therefore, we say the derabanan of chinuch overrides the derabanan of not having shechita on the bird, and also b'chulin bazar lab dereisa, and also that the second component is that there's no problem about bringing chulin to the bazar because that's also not biblical; it's only rabbinically. So there's no problem when he becomes tamei and you bring those birds into the azara, that's only rabbinic, and also the malika is also only rabbinic, and therefore again the chinuch derabanan could be deichavet. Now, on this last point, the Gemara asks, is that really true that b'savir b'yisi hachi, that you're saying, you're answering for a Rish Lakish, what are you doing? When it becomes tamei, you're doing malika. So you're saying, oh, it's because he holds like a b'yisi b'bi Yehuda, who he says that shechita for the bird is not d'iraisa, and so to chulin bazar is not d'iraisa. But that the Gemara asks, but time, we learn the b'raisa, that seemingly your b'yisi b'bi Yehuda holds that it is d'iraisa. Because the Braisa says as follows, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer, he says, Minayin lachata sa'if Sheba'a la safek. From where do you know that you could have a chatas ha'oif, which is a type of a bird that's brought as a chatas, that it can be brought in situations of doubt, she'ena nechilas, that's not eaten. For example, if let's say a woman is a safek zava, she's not sure if she was a zava, which is a certain type of blood flows during her yimei ziva, not sure if she filled that quota, or she's not sure if what she gave birth to was a real child to be considered a yeledes or not. Now, the Rosh Hashanah points out that it sounds like from the wording of the Rabbi Yisrael Behuda's phraseology that it's obvious that the chatas ha'if is brought even though in situations of doubt, even though by other karbanos you don't, because it might be bringing chulin to the azara, and it sounds like that the pasuk is only necessary to say that actually that it's not eaten, which actually we'll see in the conclusion, actually that might not be a biblical halacha, that might be rabbinic, and actually the primary halacha is for the first half of this statement. So in that the Rosh says that you have to say that actually that the way he's phrasing it is only that the second of the two dinim. But really, actually, there's two dinim here that we're talking about. There's two laws that Rabbi Yisrael is coming to teach us. A, first of all, that a chatas ha'if is baal asafik. Even though it's a doubtful situation, we'll still go ahead with sacrificing the chatas ha'if. And moreover, that but although it's brought, it's not eaten. Where do you know that halacha from? So that tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches in Mayikram. And this is in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Lamagimel, where the Pasuk that begins and says, V'hadava benidasa, that if a woman's flowing in her menstrual blood, so the Pasuk says, V'azav ezoivoy, and someone that has his ziva coming out, flowing from him, La'zachar v'lanakeva, this halach applies to a male and a female, and as the Pasuk there concludes, U'le'isha shayishkevim tameya, and for the man that lies with this woman that's tameya, that they're going to be liable for this halacha of forbidding one to have relations with a woman that's a nida. Now, but on that, Rabbi Yisrael Behuda says, Makish Nekeva LaZachar. We see that the Pasuk is saying, LaZachar V'la Nekeva, it's equating, regarding their obligations of Karbanis, the female to the male, which is as follows. Ma Zachar may be Karban Alavada, just like a male, brings a Karban when he has a definite sin. For example, if he definitely had relations with a nida, he brings a Karban for his sin. So to a female, when she has a definite sin, she also brings a carbon for that definite sin. Now, and that's what Rosh says, actually, you don't need a pasuk for that. Because that's a halacha elsewhere which says that Hishva hakasav isha le'ish l'chol anshah shabbatayr. The pasuk equates a woman to a man for all violations of negative prohibitions in the Torah. The reason why it's bringing it is actually for the conclusion of that. It's just like starting it off by saying, okay, they're the same for this and for that and not for whatever. So this is just warming it up, but actually this you don't need to know from the Hekesh and the Pasuk. Now, but then the Rabbi Yisrael continues, and he says, Uma zachar mevi ala safek, just like a male, brings a carbon on a doubt, what's called the asham tolei, meaning he's not sure if he violated this isra or not, he brings a carbon. Saaf nekevi mevi ala safek, that's what the Hekesh is telling us, that so too a woman brings a carbon for a situation of doubt. In other words, a carbon that applies to a female and not to a male. For example, a woman that not sure if she gave birth, on that doubt, she will bring her carbon. She'll bring the chatas ha'if. Now, uma zachar mimin shehu mevi alavadei, just like by a male. The same species that he brings for a definite sin, which is that he brings a behemo when he's bringing a chatas for a definite sin. Mevi ala safek, that's the same type that he brings when he has a doubtful sin, which is asham tali, is also brought from behemo, from an animal. So the Hekesh tells us, af nekeva, so too for the female. Mimin shehu mevi alavadei, the same type of species that she brings for definite, meaning when she's definitely a gladis or a zava, she brings an oif, mevi ala safik, that's the same thing that she brings for when she's doubtful as a gladis or a zava, that she brings a bird for the safik, just like regarding the vadai, which is the source for the first part of the halacha, where you see that even by a safik, you're going to bring in the chata sa'if, that's the source that we learn out from a zachar, just like a zachar brings on a vadai and a safik, so too in the cave we bring on an avadai and a safek, and she's going to bring the same thing that she would have brought by avadai. Now, that the Brisa continues, ima zachar may be carbon. Now, you would think to say that just like by the male, then, if you're comparing the female to the male, just like by the male, he brings a carbon in situations of doubt, v'noichel, and the ashim toloi is consumed, afne keva may be a carbon. You would think so, too, that the female brings a carbon from the oif in the situations of doubt, and v'noichel, and that it should be eaten. That amarta, that's what Rabbi Yisrael Behuda says as we continue to tell him, Be'ez loy, that it's different. Because im amarta bezachar, if you're going to say by a male that when he brings his asham tolei that it's going to be eaten, because shekein iser echad, because even if, let's say, he's not obligated in the carbon, and this carbon is going to be eaten, at most that what is going to be over here, that is going to be a violation of one iser, which is the doubt of maybe he brought chulin to the azar. So maybe over there, okay, that's where the Torah says that his animal, his carbon is eaten. But Taimim ben Nekeva Shashnei Yisurin, but who said that you say the same thing by a female? We're there in our situation of doubt by Harchatas Ha'if, if she was a Yeledus or Zava or not, that there, there's possibly a violation of two Yisurin. First of all, the Isra of Chulin Nazar, and moreover, the Isra of, because since it's a Aif, the procedure is with that of Malika, which makes it into a Nevela, again, if it's not really a carbon, and therefore, who said that it's going to be permitted to eat? And that's why by, that's the source, Rabbi Yisrael Buda says, that although we learn that from the Pasuk, that she brings her Chatas Aif in the situation of Safik, but it's not eaten. Because there's two Isra in contrast to a Zacha, where there's only one Isra. Now, on that the Gemara concludes, my Shnei Yisurin, as we just explained, what are these two Yisurin that Rabbi Yisrael is talking about? Lav Isra Nevela v'chulm ba'azara, isn't it talking about the Isra of Nevela through Malika, and of bringing chulm to the Azara? So obviously we see that Rabbi Yisrael Buda holds on both points, not like the way we answered before. First of all, that obviously he holds that the Shechita for Oiv is a biblical halacha, and the chulm ba'azara is also a biblical halacha, because he's saying that regarding to the drasha in the Pasuk, you're saying that, no, you don't learn out Nekeva from Zacha. Why? Oh, because Nekeva has two Isurim. What is Surim? Biblically? There's no problem about being Chulm Ta'azara. There's no problem of Shechita Sa'ayv. On that we say that? No, that obviously biblically it is. And that's why he's saying that you can't learn out Nekeva from Zacha regarding the consumption of her carbon. And that refutes what we said before, that we're considering them as only rabbinic. And that's why, according to Chinuch, like Rish Lakish said, that you could violate them. So on that, Maskevel of Acha Berid Ravika, he asked on the question, or to answer the question, and this is what he's saying. V'dilma mechayev olam, maybe this that the Bryce or Bisabid was saying that you're going to be liable for the problem of Nevela and Chol Mazar, mishum de mischasi ketrein isurim midrabanan, because it looks like you're violating two rabbinic isurim. You're right, that by Zachar there's one and by Nekeva there's two. And you're right, they're not biblical, it's only rabbinic. But still, we're saying that you can't compare the Nekeva to the Zachar because there there's one and here there's two. To which the Rosh wonders that how can you say that? Because seemingly, like from Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, the way he's saying in the Braisa, makes it sound like that this is a full fledged drasha which said la zacha v'la nekeva, that it's a hekesh. And actually, he says that throughout Shas we find that this halacha, the chata sa'if is bala safik, is even according to the one who says that oif needs shchita menat taira. And therefore, the question is how could you ask from rabbinic violations that there there's one and there here there's two? From a Hekesh Dairaisa. If you're making a Hekesh Dairaisa, so then there is no difference between the Nekeva and the Zacha regarding the consumption of the animals. Because rabbinic law doesn't get put into a biblical Hekesh. So why is, if Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Huda's halach is obviously a biblical precept, as we see it's a full-fledged Hekesh, and we find throughout Shas that it's, no matter how you hold Shechitas Ha'if, even though it's Minat Torah, that you're going to do it. So, but how do you do it? How are you excluding the Nekeva from having her Chatzas Ha'if eaten if it's only a rabbinic problem? So on that, the Rosh says, and we alluded to this in the beginning of this Braisa, that of course, regarding the first halacha of Chatzas Ha'if Ba'al HaSafek, that's a biblical halacha. That's a hekesh that we see from Lazacha V'la Nekeva. This, that the Chatzas Ha'if of the Nekeva, when she brings the Chatzas Ha'if Ba'al HaSafek, is not eaten, that, you're right, is a rabbinic halacha. It's a rabbinic decree. Again, because although the Ashim Tali of a Zachar is eaten, but the Rabbanan are qualifying that and saying that's because there's only one rabbinic Isra of bringing Chulun to the Azar. But regarding the Nekeva, where there's two rabbinic Isra, you're right, although biblically it would be eaten, rabbinically they don't allow it to be eaten. But therefore, it's not a difficulty on the interpretation of Rish Lakish, which we said is like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that yes, he holds that Shechitas Chulun Ba'azara and the Isra of Shechitas Oif, not having Shechita for the Oif, but rather Malika, is also only Midrabanan. And this that he brings it here, yes, it's rabbinic, and it's not regarding biblical halacha. And that's why, even though Chinuch is only Midrabanan, this child Nazir can go ahead and do these things, because the Chinuch Drabanan will override the Isra Drabanan of Shechitas Chulun Ba'azara and of Shechitas Oif. Now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say that this Malchukis Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, regarding the halacha of that the father could be mother his ben Benaziris, if it's halacha Mishmasina, or it's from the halacha of Chinuch, is kitanoi. Let's say it's actually an earlier machlokes from tanoim. Like we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, admosay madres b'nei b'naz. It qualifies halacha of our Mishnah. Up until when is a father allowed to put his son into a state of naziris? So the first opinion says, atcha yavish deisaris divi Rebbe. Rebbe says, until the son becomes an adult, which is when he brings two pubic hairs, and he has reached the requisite age, then he's considered an adult. Up until then, he's a child, and the father could make him in the state of naziris. Rabbi Huda, he says, no, even only it's until an earlier age, until he reaches the age of when he's able to make his own vows, which is what's known in halacha as mufla samach l'ish, which is when he's already 12 years old, in the 13th year. When he's 12, then already he understands the concept of vows and he can make his own vows until that age. But after that age, even though he didn't bring two saris yet, he can't make his son in the state of naziris. So now the Gemara wants to say, my love tanoi, isn't this the machlokes tanoi? Which is, the Rebbe savar halacha ibn Nazir, Rebbe holds a Rebbe Yochanan, that this halacha is halacha l'meshmi Sinai, which means to say, va'afagav de'gilo enes nadarm, even though the son has already reached his own stage of when he can make his own nadarm, which includes the subset of naziris, still madr leva azal ademaisish de'isaris, still the father could be madr him b'naziris, even after he's in the enes nadarm, even when he's 12 and a half, until he brings two pubic hairs, which then he leaves his rishos totally. That's until when the halacha l'meshmi Sinai goes. But even though he's already in his own stage of nedarim, it doesn't make a difference. Whereas Rabbi Yisi Rehuda, the Amat Shigil, Oinus Nedarim Sava, he who he says that it's only up until when he reaches the age of, let's say, 12, when he understands nedarim, is because he holds like Rish Lakish. The whole idea of him being Madar Hassan ben Naziris is to train him in mitzvahs. Now, but Bekivin the Nafik Meshuse, once he has left his domain in the context of this mitzvah that he's trying to train him in, which is of Nidarm, which includes Naziris, because he's already can make his own Nidarm and Naziris, in that mitzvah he's already like an adult, so Sule Mechayiv. So therefore the father is not Mechayiv anymore to be Mechanach his son in the Nidarm and Naziris when he's already Mufla, because the son already could do his own mitzvahs of Nidarm and Naziris, because he's already reached that age, which is the unique halacha of Nidarm and Naziris, once he becomes a Mufla Samech Le'ish. And since the father doesn't have the mitzvah of chinuch anymore, therefore he can't be mechanachim anymore. On that, the Gemara says, Amri, they said, Loi. No, it's not necessarily that the machlokes tanoim is machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish. Rather, we could say that each one, that both are like either like Rabbi Yochanan as the first approach in the Gemara, or like actually both are like Rish Lakish. As the Gemara says, the kuli ama halacha hi benazir. We could say that everyone holds like Rabbi Yochanan that it's halacha mishmi Sinai. But b'hocha b'mufla samach l'ish kemifli. Here, what they're arguing about is how do you define the parameters of the halacha of someone that's able to define and discern the understanding of Nidarim, which is like a year before he becomes an adult. And that is Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds, Mufla Samach L'Ish D'Rabbanan, that halacha is only rabbinic halacha. And as the Rush points out, you have to say that the pasuk of Kiyafli, which is the source for that halacha, Mufla Samach L'Ish, is only an asmach to b'yam, it's only an allusion to this rabbinic halacha. So it's only rabbinic halacha. So therefore, Va'asya D'Raisa, so the biblical halacha, in other words, this that the father could be madar his son b'naziris, which is biblical, which is halacha l'meshmi Sinai, is dachad rabbanan, overrides the rabbinic halacha of the son being able to make his own naziris, and therefore he could still be madrim up until he becomes an adult. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Huda Savar, he held that no, mufla samach l'ish is d'raisa, that it's biblical. And since it's biblical, so the son's nadarim already when he's 12 is already a full-fledged nadar. And since biblically he's already left his father's domain, so therefore there's no more a room for his father's nadarim to take effect, even if it's a d'raisa of halacha l'meshmi Sinai. That's one approach. Or if you want, you could say the other way around. Everyone's like Rish Lakish that this whole halacha is a halacha of the mitzvah of chinuch. Now, umufla samach l'ish d'rabbani, and moreover, everyone holds that the halacha of when he's before he's an adult, when he's already a mufla, a year before he can make his own nidarm, that's also on the rabbinic. Therefore, Rebbe savar asa chinuch d'rabbani medachim mufla samach l'ish d'rabbani. Rebbe held that the rabbinic halacha of chinuch, which is the father making his son into a nazir, overrides the mitzvah of the rabbanan of the son himself being able to make his own nidarm of the naziris. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael Huda, the amach agil oinus nidarm k'savar, whereas Rabbi Yisrael Huda, who he said that it's only, the father could only do it up until when the son can make his own nidarm, is because he holds that lo yasa chinuch d'rabbanan b'dachim mufla samach l'ish. He holds that no, that once the son could do his own nedarim of naziris, so the father, although both are rabbinic, the father doesn't have to be mechanechim anymore, and therefore the father could only do it up until he's a mutlis samach le'ish, when he's a gila einus nedarim, and he can't do it up until when he becomes an adult. So on that, the Gemara continues. Now that we introduce this brisa, which we thought would be a machlokes tanoim, which we say doesn't have to be, they both could be like Rabbi Yechon or both like Rish Lakish. And then the Gemara says, "Lemahani tanoi." Let's say these tanoim, that of Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda, are kihani tanoi, are like the following tanoim, which actually the Rush points out. Although generally the term lema is something like, "Oh, let's say," and then the Gemara ends up refuting that. Here, actually, it didn't have to say the word lema because we're not going to reject it. Actually, it is the same as the following machlokes tanoim, which is as follows: the tanoi glina brisa. There was an incident with Reb Chanina, Shehdir of Benazir, the same category that we're discussing. His father made a neder of Naziris on his son Reb Chanina. The Hevil of Reb Gamliel, and he brought him in front of Reb Gamliel. The Hay Reb Gamliel Baitkai, and Reb Gamliel was inspecting him, laid that to know, Im Havish de Cyrus Im Lohebi. He wanted to see, on the day that his father made a neder of Naziris on his son, he wanted to see, he was already over 13, so he wanted to see that if he has two pubic hairs, because if he does already, then he's already an adult, and the father can't be mad at him in his ears. Or if he doesn't, then the father could. Rabbi Yisi Aymer, he says, no, actually, that's not what the story was. Rather, he wasn't 13 yet. He was actually in his 13th year, meaning he was 12 years old. And actually, his father had brought him from Leil to inspect him, Leide emegil o'inus nedarmim lav, to see if he already reached the age where he understands how to make a nether on his own, meaning he knew that he's making a nether to Hashem, which this is essentially the machlekes tanoim that we said before, of the previous tanoim, which is it till he has Beis Cyrus, or till when he reaches Oynes Nedarm, when he's a Muflas Samach Le'ish. Now, the Gemara just continues, quoting the Braisa, Amar Lois, so Rabbi Chanina said to Gamliel, Rebbe, my teacher, Al tztar lebayt keni, don't go through the effort of inspecting me, because either way I'm going to be a nazir, either because of my father or because of me. Meaning, im katnani, if I am still a minor, say ayy bishvil abba, I will be a nazir because of the neder that my father made of a nazir on me. And im gadlani, and if you're concerned that maybe I'm a gadla, my father can't make me into a nazir, ayy bishvil atzmi, I'll be a nazir because of myself. So Amar Rabbi Gamliel ben Shakal Rishus, Rabbi Gamliel stood up and he kissed him on his head. Amar, he said, I'm confident regarding this young boy, that he will be a teacher of halacha, of Jewish law amongst the Jewish people. And Amru, they said, it didn't take a long time until he was already teaching halacha amongst the Jewish people. And again, there, but this is the machlokes tanoim. Tanakama is like Rebbe, and Rabbi Yisi is like Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda. But now the Gemara asks from this story, Bishlema Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda de Amar. We could understand, according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that he said that the father could be mother his son ad she'gilo einus nedarim, only until when he reaches the age of when the son can make his own nedarim, which we'll call 12, a year before he becomes an adult. Haine de kamar, so we understand what Rabbi Chanina was saying, that he said, he said, look, if I'm a minor, I'll be a nazir because my father had made me. In other words, and this is how the Rush is defining, which, as I'll explain in the Gemara's answer, although we really shouldn't necessarily think like that, but the Gemara's assumption is that it's in the context of Nedarim, meaning when he's saying a minor or an adult, it was that he said that if I'm a minor regarding Nedarim, meaning I don't know how to be mafli my own Nedarim, I don't understand the context of Nedarim. So then he said, fine, don't worry. So then I'm a cotton in regards to the halachas of Nedarim, and I'll be a nazir because of my father. Now, the Bach adds on words over here in the Girsa, where the other half of his sentence was saying that v'im godlani, and that is if I'm an adult, meaning in regards to Nedarim, so then I have left my father's domain. So then, like he had to finish his phrase, was Eivish will ask me, don't worry, I'll be a Nazir because of myself, and either way, I'll be a Nazir. So it makes sense according to Rabbi Yehuda because he holds that you're right, that the cutoff line is when you're a Mufla Samach Le'ish, what's called Oynes Nedarim, when he already understands how to make a neder, even though he didn't bring Beis Cyrus yet. But El Rabbi, the Amach Yavish Beis Cyrus, but according to Rabbi, that he said that the cutoff point is of Katan and Gadol, in regards to this halach of the father making a neder of Naziris for his son, is when the son brings two Cyrus. So what is this that Reb Chanina was telling to Reb Gamliel? Vim godlani, and if I'm an adult, again, which we're defining now in the Havamina of the Gemara, which means to say that I already reached the time of Oynes Nedarim, I'm already Muflet Samach Le'ish. I know how to make a neder, who I'm making it for. So even if I already reached that age, don't worry, I'm going to be a nazir because of myself. So on that we continue onto Laman Ben Alf, but on that the Gemara asks, but how can he do that? He's still in his father's domain. In other words, as we explained before, and the Rush delineates that over here. So the Gemara's assumption was that even according to Rabbi, when Reb Chanina was using the words katan and gadol, it was in the context of halachas of nedarim. Therefore, the Gemara's question is that even if what you're calling gadol, which is that he reaches the oynes nedarim, the meaning that he knows how to make nedarim, but according to Rabbi, who says the cutoff point is a later point in time, which is when he brings Beis Cyrus, and what he's calling Gadol, he didn't bring Beis Cyrus yet, so he's still in his father's domain. So if he's in the father's domain, how can he say that then he's going to be making it because of himself if the father can still do it up until he brings Beis Cyrus? That's what the Gemara answers, that no, according to Rabbi, he defines the words of Reb Chanina to Reb Gamliel of Katan and Gadol not in the context of Nedarim, but rather literally a minor and adult, which is regards to bringing Beis Cyrus, Beis and Malkum. And that is what the Gemara says, El De Amar. Rather, according to Rabbi, what Reb Chanina said was, Ehe Bishvil Abba. I will be a Nazir because of my father. In other words, if I didn't yet bring Beis Cyrus yet. Meaning, if I'm literally a cotton, then I'll be a Nazir because of my father. And if not, if I already brought Beis Cyrus, then Ehe Bishvil Atzmi, then I will be a Nazir because of myself. Now, and the Rush points out that really it was pretty obvious that according to Rabbi, that's the way we should define Katan and Gadol, because that's how he learns it regarding Beis Cyrus, not like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda. It's just that the Gemara wants to make it as a shakal v'tarya, like a question and then an answer, because actually that moves us into the next part of the Gemara, which actually wants to ask a question on Rabbi's interpretation. As the Gemara asks, E Isish de Cyrus Meikar, if at the moment when Reb Chanina had said this condition to Reb Gamliel, said, don't worry, look, either way I'll be a Nazir. If at that point in time, he already had brought two pubic hairs. So, makes sense. Koin bin Naziris delay. So at that point in time, he's already a Nazir, because that makes sense according to Rabbi, that he could bring a carbon because of his own Naziris. Because he said, don't worry, if I'm a Gadol, I'll bring it because of my own Naziris. Again, because we wanted to come to that definition according to Rabbi, that Katan and Gadol, meaning what Reb Chanina is saying, is regards to Beis Cyrus, not like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda said it. Which again leads us up to this point where, okay, how do we understand this? If actually at that time he was a Gadol, because no one checked him, he said, don't worry, don't check me. If he had Beis Cyrus, so fine, he'll be able to bring a carbon because of his own Naziris. If Ul B'Saif, if actually he didn't have Beis Cyrus at that point in time, and he only gets Beis Cyrus after he's done with his Naziris, so Kan bin Naziris Da'avua. So that means to say that he was a Nazir because of the neder of Naziris that his father took for him. So that also makes sense, that if he didn't bring Beis Cyrus until the end of that Naziris, that he was a Nazir because of his father, and that's why he could bring a carbon. But the question the Gemara has is, if actually he didn't have Beis Cyrus when the father had made the Naziris that day when he came in front of him, he didn't have Beis Cyrus yet then over there. But moreover is that he ends up getting Beis Cyrus before he finishes Naziris. And that the Gemara asks, my, what are you going to say according to Rabbi, how, as it seems like from that story, that after 30 days, whatever the Naziris his father took from him, he's going to bring a carbon, how is that possible? The reason being is because, as Rabbi had defined, when the son has two Cyrus, that chops off the Naziris of the father, as the Rush brings from the Tosefta, which says that it actually stops it at that point when he has when he brings Beis Cyrus. Now the problem is, although when he has Beis Cyrus, then he's an adult and he can have his own Naziris, but he didn't say that. That's only if he had brought two Simonim, that when he had the Beis Cyrus, then when he took the condition. Now, moreover, the Rush says, and even if you're going to say that his intention was that when I bring Simonim, before I conclude this Naziris of my father, because I don't have two Cyrus now, that I should be a Nazir because of myself, but still, it's not necessarily the case that he's going to be able to bring his own carbon, meaning that of 30 days for his own Naziris, when he finishes the Naziris that his father took for him right away. The problem is that the Braisa makes it sound like that he could bring his Karbonis right when he finishes this Naziris that his father took for him without any doubt. And the problem is, what are you talking about? Who said 30 days is enough time? You're right. If he has two Cyrus already, it's going to be for himself. If he doesn't have two sairas, it's going to be for his father. But if 15 days in the middle he brings two sairas, then he didn't have 30 days of his father, and neither did he have 30 days of his own. So what are you going to say in such a situation? How's Rebbe going to interpret that, seemingly without checking him, 30 days later he's going to bring a carbon? As the Gemara explains, that is, this is not a difficulty, according to Rebbe Yehuda's interpretation, that he says that the father is allowed to make his son in a neder of Naziris up until the time of when the son can make his own Naziris, even before he has Beis Cyrus. So therefore, as the Rush explains, even if, let's say, the son would reach Einas Nedarim, Reb Chanina, let's say at that point he wasn't yet, he didn't understand how to be, they didn't inspect him, because he said, don't worry, either way, I'm okay, I'll take it for myself, or I'll take it through my father. So let's say he reached Einas Nedarim in the middle, and that the Rush explains would be obvious that would not nullify the Naziris of the father. That wouldn't be as definitive a cutoff like Rebbe's version of when you bring two Cyrus, when you're literally an adult. Moreover, that is, there's no reason to concern, according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda's version, that Reb Chanina would have brought two Cyrus in the middle, because it's not so common to bring two Cyrus before someone becomes 13. So we don't have to be concerned for that factor, according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. But El Rebbe, the Amat Sheyavish Tei Cyrus Ma'ekele Meimim, but the Gemara asks, according to Rebbe, that says that the cutoff point is Beis Cyrus. So how do we understand this dialogue between Reb Chanina and Rebbe? How did Reb Gamliel, how according to Rebbe, what Reb Chanina said makes sense? He was saying, look, the Naziris of 30 days that my father took from me, either way it's going to be okay. But it's not true, not either way. If some point in the middle he has two Cyrus, he becomes an adult, that stops the father's Naziris. And even as the Rush explained that somehow his Tanai was that if I become in middle, my own Nazir, fine. But still there's not enough time, because he's only going to have, let's say, the remaining 15 days for his own Naziris, and that's not enough for either one of those Naziris to bring a carbon, which seemingly at the conclusion of that Naziris, Reb Chanina was going to bring a carbon. So now the Gemara says, Amidi said, you're right. What you have to say is that L'Rebbe Leket Takant, according to Rebbe, that there wouldn't be any rectification of how to interpret what Reb Chanina was saying, Adi Yosef delay until Reb Chanina kept his own Naziris, and the Yosef Davui. And he also would keep a Naziris of his father. In other words, as Taisa explains, Reb Chanina, when he was telling Rabbi Gamliel, don't worry, you don't have to check me, and again, according to Rebbe, that means to check me for Beis Cyrus, is because either way, I'm going to keep 60 days of Naziris. From that day on, when his father had made him a neder of Naziris, because then Meman of Shach, either way, there will be 30. In other words, if either before he brings Simonim, or after he brings Simonim, he'll have fulfilled either his Naziris or his father's Naziris, because Manashach. If he has Beis Cyrus at then, so he's already taking his own Naziris. If he doesn't have two Cyrus until after he's done with the Naziris, so he had his father's Naziris. If some point in the middle, no matter which day it is, he brings Beis Cyrus, so if it's after day 30, he already had 30 days of his father's Naziris. And if it's before day 30, so he's going to have 30 days of his own Naziris. So either way you look at it, according to Rebbe, again, it's not 30 days, but 60 days. And that's what Reb Chanina was telling him, Lil, you don't have to check me, because, again, I will have at one point either no Cyrus or yes Cyrus. But either way, I'll have either my Naziris or my father's Naziris. And again, that's the interpretation for Rebbe. Again, according to Rebbe Yehuda, the interpretation was that either way, if I'm Oinus Nadurim now, I'm taking my own. And if I'm not, I'm taking my father's. And again, that doesn't get interrupted if it reaches Oinus Nadurim sometime in the middle.